But in 1965, there was a group called The Byrds. You spell it B-Y-R-D-S. They put out a popular song back in 1965 called Turn, Turn, Turn. And they used this text as the background for their song. And it became a very popular and singing selling song at that particular time. But my brothers and sisters, have you ever looked at it that in the, however you look at it, in the end, Father Time catches up with all of us. Sometimes when I'm working out at the rec center, I get on that treadmill and I take it up to 8, take it up to 9, take it up to 10, and there's a guy that say, hey, Lucius, Father Time is behind you, and I have to slow down. But Father Time, my brothers and sisters, catches up with all of us. All of us have been changing since the time we were born. For some, when it catches up with us, it's too late to adjust, but always remember, God will carry us through. The question we have to ask ourselves is, have we taken the time to assess who we are and where we are in our lives and where we would like to be at a certain time in our lives? When we look at this particular text, when we see a time for this and a time for that, we're looking at what biblical scholars call a mesmeros. It involves a statement of polar extreme as a way of embracing everything that lies in between life, like north and south, heaven and earth. There's a time to be born, there's a time to die. One guy says, not so much about when you were born or when you die, it's the dash in between the 2 years. What did you do with your life while you and I were here on earth? In a totality of 28 items that he mentioned in here, a time for this and a time for that, in 14 pairs, multiplied of 7, the number that symbolized completion and perfection in the Bible. Although it's not as exhaustive as it can be, but in specific and generality, it takes care of everything in our lives. But my brothers and sisters, I want to give us 4 points this morning. And number one, everything has an everything. Every day we're doing something. Every day we're doing something different in our lives. There are over 7 billion people on earth, over 300 million people in the United States. All of us are doing something somewhere at some point in our lives. A lot of us get up in the morning, we wash our faces, or we take a shower, we brush our teeth, we eat breakfast, at least some of us used to do that, and we have a daily routine, but we're always doing something different. Sometimes when I think that I got my deliveries in order, and my drop-offs in order, and my pickups in order, then sometimes I forget I left something at the store and I'm up in Nashville, I had to come back to Franklin to get the order. I'm talking about it's very frustrating when you think you got everything together, and all of a sudden, my goodness, I left something at home. When I get out of the car to go to the convenience store, Kroger's, I have to go back and get my mask. And, you know, all things are just happening so quick and so fast. At the same time, everything is happening in our lives. If your makeup is not right, you want to make it right. If your hair is not right, you want to make it right. If something is not in place, you want to make it right. There's always something going on. Everything doesn't mean that you will experience everything, but everything in terms of moments and activities, movements and motions and actions in your lives, my brothers and sisters. Not only does everything has an everything, everything has a season. What does season mean, Brother Wallace? It's a fixed, definite portion of time, an appointed time. We all have different seasons in our lives. We all have different experiences and stages in our lives at different times. Just as we have a change in our calendar year, we will have changes of seasons in our lives. My brothers and sisters, there is spring that turns into summer. Summer turns into fall, and fall turns into winter. I love seeing the leaves come back into fold during the springtime, and the temperature changes, and we're all outside. And when the summer comes, it gets very, very hot. We get so complaining, it's just hot. Lord Jesus, it's just hot today. It's so hot. You see the devil beating up his wife. You see this, you see that. It's just hot. Then when the fall comes, we see the changing of the leaves. One of the most beautiful sights I see during the fall years when I see Sister People's tree, and I see the leaves turn from green to yellow and to purple. It's just a beautiful sight to see, my brothers and sisters. And then here comes the winter. It gets cold. My dad said, if you want to know if anything wrong with your car, let the winter come. It'll tell you what's wrong with your car. But we all have seasons, don't we? We all go through different things, my brothers and sisters. Some will be good, some will be bad. And I know that Sister Emily right now is going through a season in her life. I went by to see her yesterday, took her some fish that Mo had cooked up, and she tried to pay me, Brother Grimes. No, it's on me. But she said, Brother Wallace, I got to go through a lot. I got to go through rehab. I got to go through this. I got to go through that. I said, when Carlos is not there and Carnell is not there, just call me. I'm the third son. I think I think Neville's is the fourth son, I believe. She says she can call him and depend on him. But I'm third, brother Neville. You fourth. I'm sorry about that. But she says she can't kick back from this one like she normally does, because she said it won't be right until about a whole year. So she's going through some changes, and we got to be there for her as she go through these seasons of change, because all of us going to have a knee that gets out of whack. All of us going to have a back that gets out of whack. All of us are not going to look the same. Some of us did have that cocoa bottle figure once before in our lifetime, but it changed, didn't it, brothers and sisters? It changes on all of us. We all have to adjust to gray hairs. I used to be so happy when I saw that gray hair come in, Mike. Now when all of it just coming in, I'm trying to pluck it. It just comes right back. What is it? Seasons of changes, my brothers and sisters. Everything has an everything. Everything has a season. Everything has a time. What is meant by time? It is the indefinite abstract progress of existence and events of past, present, and future in regard as a whole. It is a point of time that is measured in hours and minutes past midnight and noon. You can't capture time, as I said. You can't capture time, but it surely captures us. You can't see time, but we surely can feel it in our bodies and in our souls and minds. But we got to remember, my brothers and sisters, that God exists outside of time. He created time. According to Ecclesiastes 11 and 5, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. Time is determined by God for all mankind, and there is no escaping our appointed time. Not only does everything has everything, not only does everything has a season, everything has a time, but everything has an activity or a purpose. My brothers and sisters, we got to realize that it is our activities and affairs that we do on a day-to-day basis. We're always doing something. We're always going through something. Those activities and affairs and desires of the heart that can be anything, whether good or bad. God knows our every move. According to Ecclesiastes 3:15, it says, that which is has already been and what is to be has already been done. God requires an account of what is past. God knows everything. God sees everything. Whether it's good or bad, God sees everything. And my brothers and sisters, there's no ever escaping God. God knows our thoughts. He knows our thoughts before we think them. And therefore, we can't run from him. David said, if I make my bed in Sheol, he is there. If I make my bed in heaven, he is there. God is everywhere, and we can't get away from him. That's why, my brothers and sisters, there's a time for everything. And we're going through a lot in our lives. We're going through a lot in our world. Every 100 years, something is always happening. We know that influenza happened back in the 1918s. Back in the 1600s, they had the bubonic plague. Everything has a reason. God knows what he's doing. Whether we leave this earth or not, even Paul was confident. He says, to be with Christ is better, but for you, it will help you to understand the gospel more. But Paul said, I'm ready and I'm willing to die for the Lord. We got to be ready every day of our lives. In my conclusion, as we live in these days, we must ask God to teach us to number our days. According to Psalms 90 and 12, it says, teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom, a heart of wisdom, rather. It says that you can live to be 70 by way of strength. You may get to 80, but our days are numbered. Brother Grimes, watch out now. We want you here as long as we want, as long as the Lord lets you live on this earth. But being that big 70, watch out. But you still look young, and I know your wife's still looking at you. My baby still look good. Sister Grimes said, I don't know about that. But it's good to be in the land of the living, my brothers and sisters. But we got to realize that God tells us to teach us to number our days. Every day that we live, we should thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to see a new day. Whether it's pain or no pain, whether your bills are paid or not, because there's a lot of folk who are going through this corona. There's a lot of folk who do not have jobs, and the rent master is throwing them out of their apartments and throwing them out of their houses, throwing them out of their cars. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We are going through a lot right now. And I just can't tell you, you know, I'm just going to pray for you. We need to pray for them and do what we can for them, my brothers and sisters. But in the end, as I said, there's a time for everything. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to pluck up, a time to plant, a time to kill, a time to heal.
a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to march for justice, a time not to march for justice, a time to speak up, a time to shut up, a time to hire, a time to fire, a time to say yes and a time to say no, a time to say no and a time to say yes, a time to say stop and a time to say go, a time your car won't start, a time your car will start. You ain't had that to happen to you, have you? A time to get upset and angry and a time to be calm. A time to be strong and a time to be weak. All of us are going to go to all of these things. At the end of the day, we should make the most of what God has given us. We should make the most of what God has blessed us in these perilous times. We must make most of what God has given us because we don't know when life is going to end. But I don't want to be all doom and gloom, my brothers and sisters. What we got to realize is that we got to seize the day. We got to seize the moment in our lives because God wants us to still enjoy life every day. I came to give life and to give it more abundantly. But he says in Ecclesiastes 12 and verses, at least Ecclesiastes 3 verses 12 and 13, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat, drink, and enjoy the good of his labor. It is a gift of God. Enjoy life. And I tell the young folk all the time, don't grow up so fast. Don't go out there and just have a baby because you're lonely. Don't go get a boyfriend because he's a thug and he's tough and he looks nice and he's handsome. Don't grow up so fast. Enjoy your preteens. Learn how to do things. They say the best time in life is when you're in your preteens. Because that's when Dad taught us how to work and pour concrete. Mama taught us how to wash dishes. She taught us how to vacuum. And now, y'all don't remember those little big brooms. You know, big beige-looking brooms you can sweep the whole house with in one sweep, you know. Huh? Y'all don't remember that, do you? Now that I've gotten older, I do little things a little different, Sister Beg. I do let the dishes stack up sometimes, but Mama hates when dishes stack up in the sink. I bet some of you ladies hate that too, don't you? Well, I let them stack up in the sink sometimes. Their brother AJ, and sometimes they get a little moldy. I say, okay, Lucia, it's time to wash them now. It's time to wash them now. Come on. Well, I'm just different like that. But she taught us how to wash dishes. She taught us how to wash clothes and separate the whites and separate the colors. She taught us all those different things. But boy, when we get teenagers and our hormones start to grow and we think we bad, we get a little, voices get a little deep and we start growing a little peach fur and we just want to grow up so fast. But then all of a sudden we start realizing, I can't drive my car unless I have some gas. I can't live in a house unless I have a job. I can't sit on this couch and pray to God, say, give me a job, but then I don't get off the couch. Enjoy life while you are young. That's why I'm teaching the kids when we ever get back, and hopefully I may have to go through Zoom. I want to teach our kids the book of Ecclesiastes because we're not always going to be young. You know, 50 Cent said 50-something bullets hit him, and he's still alive. That's because of God kept your crazy butt here on earth. But things are going to happen to us. Things are going to come our way. Sometimes we think we're not going to make it through, but God will take care of you. Just remember, my brothers and sisters, teach your children. There's a time for everything. Everything is different. I'm talking about, we didn't think about computers back in the 60s and 70s. Now, all of a sudden, boy, our whole life changed when computers came in. Our whole life changed in the 1980s when cable came in. Our whole life definitely changed for our young culture when rap came in. Sugar, is that Sugar's Delight or Delight something, Sugar? Y'all don't remember that? Oh, come on. Yeah, that's it. 1979, around 1979, 1980. It changed the whole landscape of rapping. Changed our whole life. Then MTV came in. BET came in. Just changed the whole landscape. Our lives are constantly changing. And now that we are in this corona era, we're going through Hulu and Netflix and just different things are changing. But always remember, with all these changes that God allows, God never changes. And we're all going to be brought in account for all the things that we've done. You've heard the word this morning. Did you truly hear that time brings about a change? There's a time for everything in our lives. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I can remember Brother AJ when I could just play basketball all day long. You remember those days, don't you, Brother Grimes? You remember Sister Grimes? Could you play all day long? You don't remember? Okay.
play all day long. And then the next day play all day long. Head full of hair. Think I could jump off the top of a house, top of a tree, nothing hurts. But then all of a sudden, you have a few birthdays. All of a sudden, you start getting up every morning. Then all of a sudden, you start feeling pain. Now I know what my grandfather felt when he started getting a little older, and he would call on Jesus. Y'all have heard me say this many a time. He would sit down, slurp his coffee, and then get up. Oh, Jesus. And I used to look at him like, what's wrong with you? Now I wish I could tell him, now I know, Granddad, what you were talking about. Because a lot of times we don't really hear that our lives are going to change. And our lives are going to go through some difficult times. Do you believe what you've heard? Repent of your sins and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. By being baptized into him, you are a new creation in Christ. He will change your whole life, my brothers and sisters. God will change everything about. I'm talking about he will cleanse me of all of my sins. All of your sins, past, present, and future. For us who are members of the Lord's kingdom, every day is a struggle. But every day don't have to be a struggle if you give it to the Lord. If you give it to him, he'll take care of you. Whatever your sin may be, whatever you're struggling with, he'll take care of it. Just give it to him. As I've said many times, we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. We fight from the cross of Jesus because he has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and every sin that we will ever think about committing. There's a time for everything. Think about this as we stand and sing the song of invitation. Let us all stand.